You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Leading up to it, I just wasn't there. I didn't think it was a big deal. And then last night, I did get caught up in the moment, not just because SNY did a good job with it, but you really could feel the special nature of that moment and the home run from Pete Alonso last night. But it got me thinking, and we've talked about this many times for the last couple of years we've been paired together here. I don't think that there's any way the Mets could let Alonso walk. Like, we've been down this road before, as recently as this past offseason. After now breaking that record and having that record on his own, you know how much the fan base is in love with Pete Alonso. I don't care what David Stern's values or not. I don't think there's any way Steve Cohen lets Pete Alonso walk after last night.
Well, first of all, congrats to Pete. That was all. I even enjoyed it. I was in the car and I heard his double. By the way, is Howie okay? He sounded really sick.
Like, I don't know. I did catch the Keith Rad version of the call.
Yeah. So I heard the double, I guess, off the base of the wall, and then we know what happened. Oh, really good night. Cohen was there, obviously, in the stands, and Darryl had the message, and everybody, you could see how everybody was just so happy for him. So I'm really happy for Pete.
And he was genuinely happy himself
as
well.
Yes, you could tell. Very sincere. Just the adulation, the connection. You know, as much as we talked about this moment, we don't really get moments. It's not 500 home runs, but we don't get moments like this too often. You know, like when Ewing passed Clyde for the all-time franchise scoring lead. Like, look, I love that stuff. I think it's awesome. So last night was a great night.
And think about this one too. The record was held like basically my entire life as a Mets fan.
Yeah,
it was Darryl Strawberry. Like, I never even thought about the record. It was never something that was even. But question, to me, at least in my mind, Strawberry held it for, what, 30-something years, whatever it was. Like, that's a long time to have a record.
Yeah, and you wonder what Darryl would have been without the booze and the drugs and the issues. He probably would have been five bills. Yeah. All right, so, you know, the nature of what you and I do is, you know, you acknowledge what's going on, which that's why I wanted to get that out of the way first. It really was cool. Now we get to what you said about there's no way Cohen can let him go. I think it's very easy to say that today. I really do. With all due respect, I think it's very easy to get wrapped up in the emotions. Nothing wrong with that, by the way, getting wrapped up in the emotions. I do it as well. But keep in mind, there's a lot of baseball to go. I think a lot of this is going to depend upon how the Mets finish. I think a lot of this, or some of it, will certainly be tied into how Pete finishes as a player. The RBI total is great, but there's still a lot of at-bats, meaningful at-bats that are coming his way. And I can't say that. And I matter of fact, I would actually say the opposite. Like, in my gut, in my heart, I don't think Pete's here long term.
Here's the reason why. Now, I am fully aware that it sounds reactionary to last night. But let's do the math and think about the path, how we got here. It has been up and down with Pete, not only on his performance, but the idea that the Mets, this was not just something that was made up. They did look into trading him a couple of years ago. There was a legit question. The Mets themselves came out last offseason and basically said, it's done. Like, we're moving on. The reports were, and they were coming from the Mets, were, we're ready to move on from the idea of Pete Alonso. That was last year, though. And that was off of a special postseason, which was the only reason why it was really difficult. Prior to Pete's postseason, I think most Mets fans were like, you know what? We love Pete, but we understand we can't live with the inconsistencies, and he didn't have a great year. You know, the pop-up that he dropped before the big home run. Like, that was the final nail in the coffin.
Yep.
Then he hits maybe the biggest home run in the history of the franchise, and now everybody's back up. There you go. This is our guy. We want him. Has a good postseason. Now you fast forward to the offseason. Dude, like, the Mets signed the biggest prize that they've ever gotten in their history in Juan Soto, and the only thing people cared about, Met fans cared about in the offseason, was Pete Alonso. Is Pete coming back? Is Pete coming back? Like, so much so that I was like, geez, enough. Like,
yeah.
It's more about Soto. You got the better player. Who cares about Alonso? But they loved him that much. You saw the big stink at Amazing Day that fans made booing Cohen and Stearns after signing Juan Soto. Like, what? And now that he has this record, and he said what he said, and he's like, now Cohen and Stearns got to come to the table. Like, he acknowledged it afterward.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see any way that Cohen and the Mets can let him walk and the fans being okay with
that. Oh, okay. Now, that's two different things.
Yeah.
Letting him walk is one thing. No, the fans would revolt.
But that's what I'm saying. So that's a big problem. Now, we could get into the baseball part of it, but also there is an entertainment part of it.
For sure.
Pete's power is undisputed.
Like, he's one of the most prolific home run hitters this century.
Since he's come into the big leagues in 2019,
yeah.
Nobody has ever disputed that. Even in a down year, he hits 30-something home runs. So nobody's going to dispute that. So if the floor is his power, and even if it gets diminished over the years, he said he wants to play till 40, and you could have him DH, to me, the floor is still worth it to keep the fan base happy and keep him in Mets uniform chasing the 500 mark.
You know, let me just make a little turn here just for a second,
yeah.
All right? And I do want to contextualize, and I don't think anybody's going to look at it this way because, yeah, you know, again, we talk about like 250, 253, 254, all right, which obviously is past Darryl. It's the Mets mark now, 300, 354, all the benchmarks that we've been through. I actually spent an hour this morning in this studio, and I think you guys will like this. I'm not going to take long to do it, but I think you guys will like this. So, there's kind of by some, a marginalization of the number 254 now. Because he did the two, right? And I get it because there's so many other baseball titans that have 5, 6, 7, whether it's authentic with the steroids or not, the numbers are the numbers, right? So when you think of 253, or just 250, do you realize there's only 10 Yankees? And I almost don't want to bring the Yankees into it, but this is a compliment. There's only 10 Yankees who have ever done that. The Yankees were born the Highlanders in 1903. They became the Yankees in 1913. And when I tell you the names, it's Ruth, it's Mantle, it's Garrick, it's DiMaggio, it's Yogi, it's Judge, it's A-Rod, it's Birdie, it's Posada, and it's Jeter. That's it. And by the way, I went back to the Brooklyn Dodgers and the New York Giants, and, you know, whether it was Willie Mays hitting a lot of home runs in San Francisco or Duke Snider hitting a decent amount of home runs out west as well. Like, it's an awesome moment with Darryl and the Met fan and Pete and all that. But I actually think from a New York perspective, it's a little more impressive than we're giving it credit, even more than I gave it, because you're there. That 250.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
250, whatever. A lot of guys hit 250. No, right. Not real. That's the list. I just gave it to you.
I do think some of the I don't want to say like watered down part of this record is due to the uncertainty. If Pete were signed for another 7 years, or there weren't any rumors about him being traded, or the past offseason didn't happen mm-hmm. to a point where maybe we thought he was going to move on. If it's not a clean, you know, trajectory from, hey, rookie season 2019, all-time great rookie season, breaks the home run record, which, by the way, I thought was a bigger deal than the Mets franchise record. You're talking about all of Major League Baseball history mm-hmm. to have the most home runs ever for a rookie. Like,
and look who he beat. Yeah, that's, look at the name that he beat.
Yeah, beat Aaron Judge, obviously, but that's a big deal. And you factor in every rookie who's ever played for any team in the history of the sport to have the most home runs by a rookie. That's a big freaking deal.
I think that's his most impressive mark so far.
Agreed. And I remember being into that and like couldn't believe it. Wow, a Mets rookie has that record. That was an awesome moment. Not to diminish last night, but think about how we've gotten there. Now, we talked about the pandemic year, which sucked. Mm-hmm. That's the second year, 2020, like that kind of halted the, you know, who knows, he could have had 100 in his first two seasons,
yep.
which would have been ridiculous. We would have been talking about this record like, hey, when's he going to break this record? Year two, year three, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. But then the murkiness of the contract and the lack of an extension, and does he want to be here? Do the Mets want him here long term? Were they going to trade him? Like, there was just a lot of uncertainty that I do think hurt what should have been a just clear path from here's our homegrown rookie sensation. That's going to be, I remember before this stuff saying literally he's going to be the greatest Met of all time. But if he plays here long enough, and at the time I'm thinking, where's he going? Like, lose him.
Yeah, he's not leaving.
He's going to own every franchise record that there is. David Wright, forget about it. Piazza, forget about it. Strawberry, he's going to have every, and he still might. But then with the uncertainty, I think it kind of got us off track a little bit.
It did. Now, let's go back and as we kind of go back and forth between logic and sentimentality. And that's the dance you almost have to do with this, where you've got to appreciate the history and the moment and all that stuff. But let's not forget, it was February 12th when the Mets and Pete Alonso came to terms a year ago.
Right.
And he had already done a lot of great things in a Mets uniform. So, you know, I ask you, well, what's changed in so far this year? And there's still, you know, a month and a half or so to go. We'll see what happens there in the postseason. But what's really changed? Well, he's not getting younger. And he's not old. I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. But he's not getting younger. He's not a lefty fielding first baseman. And he's not particularly agile. Like, those are all the things. Like, this Pete Alonso conversation has been really on the table for a couple of years. And my opinion has never changed. And I believe my opinion, unfortunately, for the Mets, or Met fans, is much more in alignment with Stearns than not. I don't think he values him the way Met fans do.
To me, multiple things have changed. Number one, the options outside of Pete. Whereas last year, you could have said Vlad Guerrero Jr. And I was like, well, sign me up. I'd rather have Vlad Guerrero Jr. Number two, and maybe this should be number one, Pete has produced. In a big, like, I didn't think he would have this big bounce back year after having two off years and then going into free agency the way that he did and then having to basically play under that same pressure again in what was essentially a walk year. And he's lived up to the hype. Then you talk about the success that not only he's had, but the team has had. Yeah, I know they've been in a rut, but overall they've had success.
Yeah.
He's been the primary factor in their success. Oh, and by the way, he now smashed that record and will continue to hit home runs the rest of the way and even further prove himself to be the greatest home run hitting Met, not to mention he's homegrown, of all time. That, while I'm trying not to be sentimental, that definitely is something that is going to be valued by the fans 1,000%.
Oh, that's a given. I'm not pushing back on that. That's definitely.
And then because of that, how much will Cohen say, look, like, what's the only reason why the Mets wouldn't keep Alonso? He's not going to be a roadblock to somebody else. Vientos has sucked. That's another part of this equation where it used to be, well, all right, you lose Pete, you move Vientos to first, you got mm-hmm. Mauricio Beatty, whatever it may be, or go get a third baseman. Well, that's not. So the options were Vientos or Vlad Guerrero Jr. They're both non-existent. Pete has a prove-it year, and he's proven it so far. Gets the record even more in favor with the Met fan. Like, the only roadblock is going to be money, and Steve Cohen has that.
I think it's going to be years. I think it's going to be length. It's not going to be money in terms of AAV. They already made him the highest paid first baseman this year. I think it's going to be the lack of willingness and the uncertainty, and I've always said this, of how a player with Pete's body is going to age. And when you look at that, that's why I brought up February 12th. I mean, think and the fans, it was not fan appreciation. What was
the
fan
amazing
fest?
Amazing day. Yeah.
And we talked about, you were there. We talked about that a lot. The fans spoke.
Right.
That resonated.
Even
and,
after signing Soto.
I know. They wanted their guy. And there's no doubt that Pete's their guy. Listen, Soto's going to eventually break the mark here. He's going to be here for, you know, 14 and a half more years. I don't know this to be true. You know, unless he wins a couple of World Series, Soto, but whatever. But I don't know that there's really much that Juan Soto can do to emotionally connect to the Met fan the way Pete already has. But there's an expiration point on that. So now I'm not saying that the Mets are going to let him walk this year. He's going to opt out. Let business perspective. So there's the logic, there's the sentiment, now there's the business, all right? He's going to opt out. No one's knocking down his door with 3, 4, 5 years, not happening. So when nobody is coming with 3, 4, 5 years, why the hell with the Mets? They won't. So what you'll see again, I believe, unfortunately for Pete, is a very similar dance where it's a short-term commitment. I'm not saying Pete won't be here in 2026 or maybe even 2027, but it's beyond that. When you start thinking 500 bombs and Hall of Fame, I just don't think he's here that long, man.
Number retirement. See, I think this is different than DeGrom. Because when it happened with DeGrom, because that would be some of the pushback. Well, why would Cohen not let Alonso walk now when he let DeGrom walk out the door? Because DeGrom was always hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And
he didn't want to be here, DeGrom.
Well, that's another thing. Even though Met fans loved him, I don't think DeGrom loved New York as much as everybody thought. But even if he did, the value that they, like, the Mets didn't think DeGrom was worth what he got, and there was a big injury risk there. So the Mets and David Stearns may say, hey, look, this is what Pete's worth on the open market. Let's say there's one team like the Rangers, whatever, that gave DeGrom his contract. All it takes is one.
Yeah.
Could be the Mariners, whoever. Pick a team that's going to say, okay, Pete, we'll give you your 6 years, $200 million, whatever it is. I have no idea. I'm just throwing out rough numbers at this particular point. Let's say that one team says that. Stearns goes back to Cohen and says, all right, here's the offer that he has. I value him at such and such, 3 years for half this deal. And Cohen could just say, yeah, you know what? But I'll pay the extra 3 years because I value him being a Met. There's no injury risk, knock on wood. There's always obviously some, but not.
He's sturdy. He's
he
a sturdy
plays every
player, man.
Day.
Every single day.
And you know he's going to decline, but he's going to decline as a DH. Now, I'm not saying that that's ideal because of Soto's contract, whatever. But, I mean, Pete Alonso can profile and still hit probably 25 home runs at the age of 40 with no problem as a DH. So I think Cohen looks at this as he's an art guy, right?
Yeah, sure.
I think Cohen looks at this team as a bit of an art, and Pete Alonso is a prime piece, especially when it comes to his fans, the consumers, the customers for his product. Why would he want to upset them when it only is going to be a difference of, what, 3, 4 years for a couple of hundred million? To him, it's a drop in the bucket.
Well, let's stick with the art stuff here. He's not the Picasso. That's Soto.
Right.
And,
but fans love him more.
But he's the exhibit that everybody tends to mill around the most because that's their guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it's hard to justify letting him go at this point. It's a fun conversation to have. Maybe we shouldn't be having this conversation. Maybe it should have been wrapped up already years ago with Pete Alonso. But the fact that it was a conversation a year ago, the fact that it was a conversation in the offseason, the fact that it's still a conversation now because you know he's going to opt out, wanting the Mets to pay him, like, what's the holdup? He's been producing.
But you know the holdup. The internal holdups, and that's why it's almost like
I can't,
push it down the road, push it down. You can only push it down the road so long.
The fans would go nuts.
And I would agree with them. I would get that part.
I don't think it's worth the blowback from Steve Cohen's perspective to keep his homegrown guy here, who's still in the prime of his career, who could be one day. Imagine how great it would be for a 39 or 40-year-old Pete Alonso in the last 2 years of his Mets career and baseball life and contract trying to hit home run number 500. Like, think about how you play that forward, and you could do the math. Like you said, we could go over it 6 years.
I did it yesterday. The average 30 conservatively, 7 years, 210. You know, now you attack it here, you're almost at $5 billion. I mean, you're in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean, that's worth something as well down the road. I just, at this point, I think it would be tough for Cohen to justify letting him go.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.